You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, yesterday we were rejoicing that the Sensex had taken a turn up, and we had seen only a few days before that there was a turn down, and it today turns out like it's back to down again. What a seesaw week we've had on the Lal Street. Sensex has plunged over 400 points again, and Nifty was below 11,800 at the end of the day and the trading week. So all that took place on the Lal Street is what I bring to you, like clockwork, right here on an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The Lal Street took a bit of U-turn today on Friday after staging a smart rally just yesterday. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged by more than 400 points, while Nifty 50 saw a fall of more than 100 points, wiping out most of the gains recorded in the previous session. So, what was the final tally on the Lal Street? The BSE Sensex fell by 1.03% or 407 points to close at 39,194, while the Nifty 50 closed 107 points down at 11,724. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Auto Index fell 1.3%, followed by the BSE Energy Index, which was down 1.1%, and the Telecom Index dropped 1.08%. The broader market outperformed the benchmark indices. The BSE Mid-Cap Index fell by 0.38%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index was up 0.14% compared to over a percent fall seen in the benchmark Sensex. Even though the broader market outperformed today, more than 300 stocks on the BSE hit fresh 52-week lows, and that included names like Oracle Financial, GSK Pharma, Care Ratings, Glenmark Pharma, Repro India, among others. For the week ended June 21st, that is today, the S&P BSE Sensex fell by 0.65%, while the Nifty 50 saw a decline of 0.84% in the same period. What could have been the reasons for this? Well, the market throughout the week, amid dovish commentary from the US Federal Reserve as well as the European Central Bank, that was all good for the market, obviously, but trade war concerns, as well as a rise in crude oil prices, the continued delay in monsoon and a fall in foreign investor flows were reasons for capping the upside. Sanjeev Zarbade, VP of PCG Research, Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "The S&P BSE Sensex declined 258 points in the past week to close at 39,194. Global markets rallied as global central banks, that is both the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve, signaled an easy monetary policy to counteract the slowdown and low inflation. FII outflows totaled $65 million for the past 5 days, while DII inflows stood at $181 million for the same period. Going ahead, the markets would continue to consolidate and may react to geopolitical tensions, specifically what's happening between the United States and Iran, crude prices, and of course, the monsoons," unquote. He also further added that with the union budget just around the corner, investors are advised to avoid speculative trades as there has been a significant increase in stocks that are making wild moves. At this juncture, investors need to be selective in stock picking. Very quickly, which stocks made some noise today on the Lal Street? Shares of Shobha Developers fell 7% after around 202 crore rupees worth of shares changed hands via block deals. Lakshmi Vilas Bank, the shares of this particular bank, rose 10% on approval from Competition Commission for a merger with India Bulls Housing Finance. Aurobindo Pharma shares fell 4% on receiving a warning letter from the US health regulator, that is the FDA, for the Srikakulam unit. And finally, the shares of DHFL rose 5% after reports made the rounds that the company has sold 2,000 crore rupees worth of its loan portfolio to offshore investors led by SC Lowy, a privately held banking group headquartered in Hong Kong. So DHFL, Aurobindo Pharma, Lakshmi Vilas Bank and Shobha making some noise on the Lal Street today. Very quickly, a global update. What have financial markets across the world been up to today? Asian markets ended mixed today on the back of tensions in the Middle East as they continue to linger. Japan's Nikkei, that is Nikkei 225, was down 0.95% to close at 21,258.64. South Korea's Kospi shed 0.27% to close at 2,125.62. Shanghai Composite ended higher by 0.5% and closed at 3,001.98. European markets have just about opened and they're trading marginally higher. even though there are, of course, escalating tensions between the US and Iran. The day is still young for those markets, and how they fare towards the end of the day is for anyone to guess. Well, that's it for the day and the week, indeed. The markets have ended on a negative note after what was a spectacular Thursday yesterday. And the seesaw has been continuing for a while. If there is dovish commentary from the RBI and the Federal Reserve, as well as the European Central Bank, what is keeping it from making those leaps into the 12,200 and 300 territory that was predicted? Well, there are several reasons. Geopolitical tensions, monsoons are not coming, and a rise in crude oil prices. And who knows what these tensions between the US and Iran and eventually end up leading to. So all of these obviously weighing on sentiment on the Lal Street. Here's hoping that there is some direction on the street when we return on Monday, which is what I will promptly do. But in the meanwhile, we have started our budget podcast. So you'll be listening to a lot of budget commentary and content over the course of the next few days. And as usual, I will bring to you the stories of the day at the end of the day. So be sure to catch all of that and then some, because the weekend is coming up. All you have to do is just listen to us. What else is there to do? Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.